501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this hump day, April 29th. Morning Mayhem fully assembled, but running our split offense today. Roger and I are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
See you, Craig.
Justin Moore is out in Poland at Moore Mountain, at the foot of Moore Mountain. And then Christian Weaver back in the Oaklawn Studios handling things there. Glad to be here. Steve, thanks for always having us. We're going to visit with the coach from Benton here shortly. All-time winningest coach in Benton. They've got the state weightlifting meet. I was telling Roger, Justin, that you know, I created the Broyles War 30 years ago, but this weightlifting meet that I started, I think it was like 34 or 35 years ago, which is crazy that and it's coming back to Benton. And I did that because when
what a meathead, Rod.
if it had not been for my weight training in high school, I would never have played college ball. It changed. I became faster and stronger to where I got scholarship offers from Georgia and Arkansas and Miami. But it was the weight room that changed it, and I really respect these coaches who, you know who one of the best ones is Buck James, who just went in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame and won multiple state championships. Right. He believes in the weight training he's won. He actually used to take his teams when he was at Star City and all, because it was the difference maker, Justin.
Wasn't that Junction City guy?
Yeah, Junction City. Yeah. Anyway, so he'll be stopping by here shortly.
And Junction City's, go ahead, Roger.
No, you go ahead, Bob.
I'll say, and Junction City is a small school. I think they're 2A.
I think they believed in that.
What was the coach's name?
Forgive me for that.
It was Junction City and Star City. I know we're two of them.
Junction was the one I'm thinking of.
And maybe our weight training.
Obviously would remember that. But no, he was good. And Brad Harris, you talk about being the winningest coach.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, he has gone to the state championship a number of times. I mean, it knocked on that door big time.
Well, you know, Brian, it bounced back so big over the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, in football. Yeah. I mean, two different,
Benton football and basketball is now a state contender almost.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Let's go through some of our Middleton Heat Air text lines. So somebody says here, Nolan Ryan versus Roger Clemens. Is this true? Roger Clemens has 7 Cy Young awards and Nolan Ryan has 0?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Roger Clemens statistically is a way better pitcher.
How did Nolan Ryan never get a Cy Young? How in the world did that happen?
I don't know. I never would believe.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, how did Roger? We've been around long enough to where.
Yeah. I would have thought that if Roger had one, Nolan had two.
Yeah.
Does Nolan still have the? Is he still the leader in?
Yeah, strikeouts.
Strikeouts and no-hitters.
No-hitters. Got 7 no-hitters.
It'll probably never be touched just because of the amount of innings that people pitch now. Yeah.
Someone says here, I'm a 30-year-old man. Talk about Craig O'Neill, but I remember being in the third grade, and Craig read to our class, and he made it magical and could tell he loved us and loved being there. I give the guy credit, man. I'm not doing it. And so, you know, the guy, you have a passion like that for anything that goes out there and reads to kids.
I ain't reading to them.
I'm not that guy. I'm glad there's somebody that.
You know what's funny? Different generations. That's what this gentleman remembers. I'm 42, and I remember
Ashonda Reed. My door is open.
that's what I remember Craig for.
I think most people do. That's right. Someone said, Jake says, Cameron Diaz is also in Gangs of New York with a terrible Irish accent.
She's in it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
her. She's the main woman in it, and she is the weak link of the movie.
That's right. Okay, I was thinking Selma Hayek.
Her accent is.
Someone says, no one has more than 20 Ks in 9 innings, and it was done by 3. Clemens, Wood, what's his first name?
Kerry. Yeah.
And then Johnson. Yeah. Randy Johnson. Are those the 3? Yeah. Someone says The Scarlet Letter, great Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Someone says Lincoln and The Last of the Mohicans. Roger, you mentioned
that earlier. Now. Those are my faves. There's a little history. Just the history when you go back with The Last Mohican. When it talks about the beginning of this country. And all, so it's pretty
I've never seen that. I need to watch that.
It's good.
Michael Mann. director.
Someone says there will be blood. Is amazing and dark. What is the thing he says about the milkshake at the end? He keeps...
You have a milkshake, and I have a straw. My straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Oh, my...
I drink it up.
Wow. Roger.
That's pretty good right there. Yeah.
That is... I thought we were hearing a recording.
Let me tell you something. And you want to tell me that he's no different than when he was on the Zone.
Wait a minute, can you do that one more time? Can you spit that out just like you did?
First of all, before you do it,
probably paraphrasing it.
It's a scene at the very end.
What movie?
They're in a little bitty boat.
There will be blood.
Okay. There will be blood. There's a little Roger. It is a unsettling movie.
Oh my goodness me!
And so this is his back of
his character is a horrible person.
He's a bad
just a bad dude.
And he's harassing this guy. What's the guy? Was that his
Paul Dano?
Was that his son?
No,
his son?
He was the preacher for the local community
that
he kind of swindled or whatever to get the oil from.
Yeah,
And he says that Daniel Day-Lewis owed him some more money. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, I have some more oil. He's like, no, I got your oil from tapping this oil or tapping the land right here.
And that's Justin, because this Roger hadn't seen it.
Yeah, didn't he take him in, kind of?
Yeah.
He was almost like a... No. He was almost like... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We're getting confused.
No, they did not like each other at all.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to even understand at the end, Roger, what's happening. It's just, and then what happens at the end is so.
Don't ruin it for me.
So one more time. Do this one more time for me, if you can.
It's almost. Christian and I were texting in the break. It's almost uncomfortable, in my opinion, to watch. But that proves how incredible that performance was.
Yeah.
The other famous scene is where he goes into the church or whatever, and he's like, "I've abandoned my boy." Or whatever.
Yes, he feels like he's sorry.
Yeah, which I'm not going to spoil why he abandoned his boy or whatever. But anyway, if you have a milkshake and I have a straw and my straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. That's something wrong.
Wow. And scene. Wow. Roger, when you watch that now, it is that was it. See, he was spot on. And you're trying to figure out what in the world they're doing. He's losing his mind anyway. So great job there, Christian.
Yeah, he has all the money in the world, but he doesn't have anything because he's a terrible person and nobody wants to be around him, pretty much.
And of course, I think Acre or somebody was saying they love that movie. I'm like,
Acre does not like that movie, but I love the movie.
I was thinking, you like the movie. Okay, yeah. I was thinking maybe it was him.
Acre hates it.
Please mark the tape so you don't have to perform that again. It's in the books now. Someone says, and that daddy says, I'm not real big on Willie's newer music, but he did put out one a couple years back that's worth a listen called The Border. I do not know.
You can hear
that
song with John, and you can hear the age in his voice. It's for lack of a better term, hauntingly similar to Hurt with Johnny Cash.
Oh,
just know, man, that's over. But it's still distinctively Willie. You can hear it. Yeah. And that song was such a Willie Nelson sounding song.
From the 870, you've got to watch the documentary Willie Nelson and Family on Paramount Plus. Good stuff. Here's one that says, I'm right there with you, Justin. When my youngest was 5, I was holding his hand as they put stitches in his head. Next thing I knew, he was holding my hand, and I was on the table he was on. That's great. They switched tables. let's see here. David is years behind with his taxes, so we know who handles money better. That is true. Listen, that's exactly what... Could you imagine... Steve, me trying to be married to Jessica and being behind 3. Of course, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be, but it would be her having to try to keep me in line would be tough. Someone said, if you clean as you cook, as Justin does, you don't have to do dishes when you're done. I agree. It's very impressive, Roger. Every time we've watched Justin cook, he cleans
that is
as he cooks.
An astute observation.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody said this about Missouri. Said Missouri does not have tennis. I made the comment that every SEC team, somebody told me that yesterday, has tennis. But you know what? You know what Missouri has that we don't have? Go.
Wrestling?
Christian, you are on fire today. Would you just like to do the rest of the show by yourself?
Well,
no, we all just go home.
He'll do that in a couple of weeks.
Christian, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Have you ever had your IQ tested?
I have not. I think you asked me this a couple weeks ago, but I have not.
I mean,
I don't know what's on the IQ test.
What?
Have you ever had it tested?
No, 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 no. I'm sure I'd be
do it
under 100.
Do it.
No, I think it's a lot of cognitive stuff and, like, memory stuff.
I'm very good at basic math, but once we get into...
But like, I would think your memory would be...
Yeah, I have very
ridiculous.
Good memory.
Yeah.
But if we get into, like, algebra, advanced algebra, not like X plus 8 equals 12, of course I can
right,
do
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Like the super long formulas, I can't do them. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know that... I don't know that they do that kind of stuff, but are you married,
Christian? I am. I'm married with two kids.
Two kids. Okay, boy or girl? Or
boy
both,
and
or...
a girl.
Nice. Just a couple more. You'll catch up with me.
I think I'm done.
But, I don't blame you. Does your wife know you're brilliant? Or is she just like,
she knows.
Oh, whatever, shut up.
She knows, but I think...
She does know. I love that response.
Maybe
she knows I'm brilliant.
She beats me at Trivial Pursuit and stuff sometimes. I mean, sometimes we just play for fun. So.
Whoa, you let her
yeah.
win.
Yeah,
I would assume
pretty smart.
You would have married somebody really bright, just now getting to know you.
Yeah,
so
we're good.
So if you're so smart, did you?
You are game night crushers, I guess.
If this, so Roger, did you see it? Someone says though that we're missing the record for most K's in a game.
I didn't see it.
Someone says
21.
Someone says here there's 21 K's by Tom Chaney. I don't know
what
who
that
is.
That?
I have no idea.
Tom Chaney.
Nolan Ryan has
any
the most.
To Dick?
I don't know. Nolan Ryan has the most no hitters, the most one hitters, the most two hitters, and the most three hit games in Major League Baseball history. He's got them all.
Somebody messaged you and said there was only 420. Did you say there was only 420?
Well, somebody sent me three.
I thought you said
three.
Yeah. I know Max Scherzer struck out 22.
Yeah, that may not,
against
that,
the Tigers.
Yeah, why don't you look that up for us and see.
Well, Tom Chaney.
He almost had a perfect game, but the guy leaned into a pitch.
Tom Chaney is the guy that shot Matty Rossi.
Yeah.
and Drew Gregg.
I was thinking that was Tom Chaney. They were chasing Tom Chaney.
He had a powder mark on his face. I didn't know he was a pitcher.
Someone's asking how Core Federal Credit Union is offering, what is the exact percentage again?
Rates as low as 1.776%.
On new vehicle purchases.
The new rates are here.
Yeah, there you go. 24, 25, 26-year models, whether you're buying it brand new from the lot or if you already have your loan and want to lower your interest rate, we can take care of you.
Herman in Conway says what Missouri has that we don't is 8 more wins. Wow. Boom. Boy, you're right. Boy, yeah. I tell you what. I'm ready to beat those guys. Let's see here. Sounds like Justin has a man crush on Christian, and they just became best friends, like in us.
Yep.
Is it Step Brothers, Roger?
Yeah, we've been talking about going on a couple of dates.
Yeah. So. I told him he's got to take me out a couple times first.
Let's see. JM, tell Christian to come call South and the boys baseball games with me.
I think that is a weakness of mine. I don't know if I'm any good at calling games, so... I've never done it. So,
you guys need to do an IQ test for the whole Morning Mayhem team and see who is the highest.
There's no question. I ain't.
I'm not.
I'm pretty certain I know who.
I don't need that. It's enough that ChatGPT says stop talking to me.
That would be probably the most humiliating. now Basil has put me in some humiliating positions.
Right. No,
but that would have to take the cake.
That's a bad thing. If you take the IQ test and then you get back a score that is just way lower than what you expect, and you're like, oh, I'm actually dumb.
Oh, yeah, I won't be doing that. I'd rather take crap my pants right here in line. At the teller's office and take that test. I don't need to know.
There would be some opinions of people, and probably of myself included, that they go, why did we hire this guy?
No, you know what? Not you mention it. I should probably take it. Maybe I get some extra credit on my taxes.
Speaking of, somebody just said wasn't expecting that. Did you guys see what happened at halftime of the spring game? I heard Rick and Randy talk about yesterday. I saw this video. I did not know. I had to look and say, did this really happen? At halftime of the spring game, they trot out our five offensive linemen. I don't know if they were the starters, the backups, but they had five offensive linemen. Tell me right now when you should say stop.
You're going to talk about tug of war, ain't you?
The tug of war, Roger. On one side, you got five offensive linemen. The other, you've got 12 kids, which I presume are not. They didn't look like high school kids. They looked like you're probably junior high kids. But I think they were 6 and 6. And they beat the five Razorback offensive linemen.
What do you mean 6 and 6?
No, they did not.
They didn't lose on purpose?
No, they did not.
Six junior high or high school kids?
12.
Beat the five
300-pound. And so whoever was doing the PA.
3 and 9.
Whoever was doing the PA, it was over the air. And he goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's welcome these 12. And he's set it up, and all of a sudden, it takes about 20 seconds, and it's over. And on PA, whoever it was, I think it may be Johnny Ringo. He goes, wasn't expecting that. And you can hear it. You can hear it over the loudspeaker. He said, wasn't expecting that.
The crowd went silent.
Whoever came up with that idea. First of all, because surely the five offensive linemen are going to beat the 12 kids. No.
It doesn't
matter whether there's 12 kids. It's just the
last one. Isn't his name John Williams and not the composer or whatever?
Yeah, John Williams. Yeah. That's who it is.
Why? Well, there's got to be video there.
It is. I've seen it.
Where is it?
You can Google it on social media.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought it. It was Michael Mann who posted that. And so I got to tell you about Michael Mann, Justin. I don't know if I've told Roger this. So I have been complaining, Steve, about Hey Jude for the last 15 years, going, yeah, why do we play that in the fourth quarter of a game? It just doesn't fit. Nobody does anything with it. And so finally, I had somebody tell me, said, hey, man, there's a guy that used to play in the band, but that might know, and he's writing for Best of Arkansas Sports. They cover our shows a lot and use them in a lot of their columns. So I talked to him the other day, and he was in the band, and he said, I'm going to find out where Hey Jude came from. And he has found out. So we're going to try to, maybe in the next couple of days, if not next week, get him on the show and get to the bottom. And he sort of shared with me part of the story, and I think it's going to be surprising that I don't think the band likes playing it.
Hmm.
And so it'll be interesting, because I don't think anybody else really cares about it. Now listen, Hey Jude is a good song by itself if you're listening, you know, if you like the Beatles. But in the fourth quarter,
in the context of heroin,
it was anyway. It was
Detective Baz on the job.
Yeah, it just bugs me to go. First of all, you know, we don't play enough. You know, I'm like with Justin. I love the Hank Williams song. Is it Hogwild? And I have that.
Hogwild.
That one, and then the other one. I got this approved. We got this thing done. Tusk. You know, USC had been playing Tusk a long time, and we have to play it twice the speed of
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, and we play it's like, no, just play, can we not play it normal? Can we not sort of but we just can't. We just have to do. We have to be difficult. Someone says, are we considering tug of war the first of many losses this season? No, it has nothing to do. We can still be a good football team this year. Just because you see that happen, and that's not the most important thing. 661-1037. Did you find out on the Christian, did you find out on the number of 20Ks or 21Ks?
No, I can Google real quick.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, and I think we're going to have Coach Harris from Benton coming by. We still have Joe Nichols cut up a little bit later. Roger has on his list of things to do to watch There Will Be Blood.
So I do?
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, there's another one that you said the other day that you had not watched. You had a couple movies that...
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone says...
so good.
Snowman said Christian is smart because he has that Des Arc education, baby.
I dropped out of high school, so...
Oh, yeah, never mind. This is Rodney from Cabot. I graduated from Hermitage in 2005, and we had to play Junction City in the playoffs. And tell you, them boys were just different. There you go. Endorsement of what they're doing with their weight program. David from Benton. Nolan Ryan was a victim of the teams he was on. They weren't very good except for the Astros for a couple years. That's fair. I mean, if you, you know.
He was on a lot of bad teams. He was on the Angels when they weren't any good. I think the Mets weren't any good, and he was on their team. So.
Yeah, and he kept throwing until he was, what, mid 40s, 43, 44? Yeah. All right, don't go away. We're here at in Benton at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. It is 8:25. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind.
Hawks Homes presents the Morning Mayhem Razorback Review. In business for 39 years, Hawks Homes offers custom-built, manufactured, and modular homes. Find them at hawkshome.net.
SportsCenter.
The NCAA tournament is on the verge of expanding from 68 teams to 76 teams. According to Pete Thamel of ESPN, it's expected to be finalized in mid-May and will be effective for the upcoming season. Through this proposal, there will be 8 more games than now. What is now the first four in Dayton, which features 8 teams, would expand to 24 of the 76 teams in the tournament, 6 games on Tuesday and 6 games on Wednesday. The traditional 64-team bracket would still start on Thursday, but more teams will be qualifying as at-larges to get in. And sticking with college basketball news, the number one player in the country, Tyron Stokes, announced he would be attending Kansas next season. The final two teams in the running for him were Kansas and Kentucky. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of a shower, a high of just 73 degrees. North wind today, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, down to 53. Still mostly cloudy tomorrow. We don't even hit the 70s. We're expecting just a high of 67. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we'll take a look back at Arkansas-Northwestern State Game 1, and we'll preview Game 2. That's going on Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Bohannon will join us at 1:30. We'll get his thoughts on that series and look ahead to Ole Miss. Plus, we'll talk NBA playoffs, NFL, and a whole lot more. Be sure to join us for Out of Bounds.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. It is 8:29 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Glad you're with us. A lot of people. It's our man Justin Moore right there, bringing us back from the break. Little small town USA. I just sent the video of the tug of war to Justin and Christian and Roger. Did you guys get a chance to see it yet?
I'm about to pull it up.
Okay. It's yeah, it's a silly thing, but it's just one of those things where I don't think I want to do this. If there's a chance, just the optics of it, that you'll never hear the end of it from fans that go, "Oh, guys, couldn't even beat 12, you know, six girls or six, you know."
So these are junior high kids, is what
okay.
You said.
They look like it to me. Maybe they're high school, junior high school, but it's six girls,
they
six boys.
They look really small out there.
Yeah, they do, and you got to find. And maybe that's not the
five
best offensive
linemen, probably 300 pounds apiece.
I know.
We're thinking 1,500 pounds versus
65 pounds. Justin, watch it. The second one I sent you, it's over with in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, they super fast. Yeah.
And then you can hear the announcer go, "Wasn't expecting that." It's just like,
well, to be yes. fair,
yes,
offensive linemen are used to pushing, not pulling.
we should have did a sled push.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Brad Harris joins us now here at Cole Community Federal Credit Union, the all-time winningest coach in Benton. How about that?
Yeah,
great to have you, man.
Thank you very much, David, for having us on, man. That's a huge milestone in my career and everything. Proud to be at Benton.
Yeah, listen, awesome place. I remember Dwight Fight, right? He got the record.
He did.
Yeah, hard to believe you've been there 10 years as a head coach, two as an assistant.
Right.
Yeah. And did you come from Arkadelphia?
Well, I was at Arkadelphia for 10, then I moved to Northwest Arkansas. I was at Lincoln High School, a little small town outside of Fayetteville there for 6 years, and was a head coach there, and then came back here. All my family's from the Arkadelphia, Gurdon area, so I wanted to get back closer to home, you know, both my parents, my wife's parents, and so worked out great in 2014, came back here, was defense coordinator for Scott Nethery, and then Scott got into to become our athletic director, and I took over as the head coach, and it's been an awesome experience.
Yeah, you know, Benton, years ago, if you go back to when I first got here in the 90s, you know, of course, I played with Bubba Barrow, and, you know, Benton had always had a great reputation. Benton was the powerhouse. Bryant was still young and growing up, and of course, that shifted over the years. Obviously, now Bryant has a powerhouse, and Benton sort of went through a little lull there, but, right. Man, you guys in the last, I mean, how many state championships you've been in, and how many, you know, all the different playoffs you've been to, pretty impressive.
We've been to three state finals appearances, haven't won one yet, been a runner-up. But
In the last ten.
Knocking on the door. And then we've been to the semifinals the last four consecutive years. In 2020 we didn't make the semis in 2021. So we had a couple years where we wasn't in the semis, but we've had some really good runs and have gotten beat by some good teams in the semifinals, or maybe just didn't play our best game. But you know, we're knocking on the door, and one thing I wanted to do at Benton was to be a program that made deep runs in the playoffs every year. We're playing Thanksgiving week. We just got to find a way, you know, that Friday after Thanksgiving to punch our ticket to get to December.
I'm going to go. I don't think Justin Moore will know this. I expect Roger to get this. Benton football has been around a long time. Matter of fact, you got a museum. It's like Central High. It's been around forever. One of the greatest football names of all time that played for the Razorbacks came out of Benton, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong. Yeah. Roger, do you know who it is?
David Hendricks. State championship team, David Hendricks.
That's right.
He did. Is there anybody else? Now, I know Douglas played on the basketball teams.
In addition to him, yeah. You know what I'm thinking of?
Give me the initial.
What era?
I know the name.
It would have been the 50s.
I know I've seen it.
The 50s or 60s.
What's the initials?
There's two guys, actually.
There's no way I would know them.
There's two prominent guys, I think. One of them was Muscles Campbell.
Okay.
We're one of the great names of all time. I think he was a fullback, and I think there was one other from that era too.
I think he's a box out guy, isn't he?
Maybe he's box out. I thought he was a big guy.
He's a box out, because that's what came to my mind when you said that. But I think he's a box out.
Yeah, and I think there's one other.
That's
one
what threw me off.
One other guy that came out of Benton too. But Benton's been, you know, obviously there's so much history. Right. But you're stopping by because you guys are the host of the state weightlifting meet again. It all started here. I'd have to look it up. I don't know what the first year was. The mid '90s, I think. And.
Bottom of the records that I've got, this is the 34th year.
This is 34. Wow.
That's what I wanted to call you, because I know you had a big hand in starting it at Benton 34 years ago. You know, wanted to get it out and PR it a little bit, but pump it up. But we're excited to get it back to Benton where it started.
I have to give credit. All these coaches like you, I guess most recently it was over at Lake Hamilton for the last...
Since 2021.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. So thanks to that coaching staff and all those folks. And then before that, I think it had been Van Buren.
It was at Alma prior to that. And then before Alma, it was at
Russellville.
And I think 1 year Russellville didn't have it because they had some gymnasium problems and moved over to Dover for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was at Benton, you know. So
the reason I did it at Benton back in 90, whatever it was, because Benton had a great reputation for lifting. Right. And I've got pictures. I got video from that first meet.
Wow.
And
video?
It wouldn't be video. You're right.
Well, I don't know. It could be the way you are.
Channel 7 probably came out and videoed it from back then.
Okay.
But if you look at the lifts, the weights from that were won those first state championships compared to the weights now, it is crazy how much stronger everybody got.
Well, give me some.
Well, for example, like a bench press at that time, that first year, was probably 350, 360 for heavyweight. Now it's like 450 pounds, 425. It's nuts. And then even the 198. How much do you weigh, Justin? We'll give an example. How much do you weigh, Justin?
He may have lost him.
Well, Roger, how much do you weigh?
This morning I weighed 148 pounds.
So you got 148.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Yeah, how much you weigh, Justin?
I was watching the videos.
The video, yes.
I was trying. Y'all were talking, so I thought, let me watch this real quick so I know what he's talking about. Anyway, sorry. Man, I go from 138 to like 142.
Okay, so Roger's in the 148. Justin's in the one below that. Do you have off the top of your head? Your lifters?
We have 10 classifications, and it starts with 123. Then we have a 132 division, 148, a 165, 181, 198, 220, 242, 259, then 260 and up is a heavy. So the most impressive guys are the little guys to me, man. I love it because it takes everybody. It takes that little guy that's not real good on the football team sometimes because he's 123 pounds.
Right.
But it gives him an opportunity to compete.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fun thing about it is, and you was talking about impressive lifts, and I can't remember the exact year, but I want to think it's like 2008. Mm-hmm. Junction City, who's also known for a powerhouse.
That's what Roger brought up today, yeah.
They had a kid, I think it was in 2006, he was a 123. He bench pressed 275 pounds.
Wow. Holy cow.
And then as a in 2008, as a 132 kid, he benched 290.
Mm.
I mean, that's impressive to see a guy that small.
Yeah, almost 300 pounds. Yeah, that's crazy.
The guy that lifted for us last year that was our 148, he benched 265. That's an impressive lift for a guy that's 148 pounds.
You got two lifts. You got the bench press and the power lift.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean a power clean.
Power clean, yes, sir. And then you add those two together to crown a champion. And what we do is we go first, second, and third for each weight class and each classification. So you have a 2A division, 3A, 4A, 5A, and then we merge 6A and 7A, since 6A and 7A only have 16 schools in each one to make it a bigger one. And that's really the classification that we need to get bigger. A lot of the 7A schools don't participate for whatever reason, and we try to merge those. I'm trying to grow that number a little bit right now.
And the motivation for me to do this, first of all, it gives, if you're not doing track, if you're not playing baseball, this gives you something to shoot towards, right. and not that you have to win a state championship, but Roger, I remember my first year, I think I was a sophomore, and I went to that one in Florida, and I competed in it, and I was embarrassed. I was like, I'm going to come back next year and get better. Yeah. That would have been my junior year. Came back, I think I was third in the state overall, but it's a way to motivate. You get in there, you see, man, that's what you got to get back in the gym. And I love the fact that for the smaller guys, it gives them something to focus on, too. But even the big boys, hey, listen, you see what you need to do. You sort of challenges your manhood a little bit.
For
and
sure.
You don't get anything out of this other than just helping out the young people. So
that's right.
I appreciate all those coaches out there who use this as an opportunity to help make their kids better.
For sure. You know, and the biggest thing, like you said, David, it's an opportunity for our kids to compete.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm all about. I want to see kids compete in whatever event it is. And the weight meet is a great opportunity. A guy that thinks he's a dude in our weight room, he gets humbled when he goes to these meets
that's
sometimes.
A great point.
And that's what I want to see is you may be the big dog in our weight room, but there's somebody else out there that's a little bit bigger and stronger. And the good thing about it is, too, they see that a kid at Junction City or Rising that's at a 2A school.
Smaller school.
Ooh, wow, there's some kids out there at smaller schools that are big and strong, too. So I think it's just a great event. And I catch myself, I'm over there. The 132 kid from Junction City. I'm cheering for him to set a new PR.
Yeah.
And what we do now is, if somebody's going for a new state record, we stop it.
That's the whole gym. Everybody stops.
We announce
what,
it.
Ten platforms are going on at one time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a great energy, and then it's always cool to stop that. And the reason we don't do squats or deadlifts. I wanted these were like football lifts to me. Mm-hmm. Power clean is a football lift.
Yes, sir.
And when I was in Florida, we did the clean and jerk. And basically, it's the Olympic lift where you go over the head.
Right.
And when we came here, I just said,
are we still talking about lifting?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Making sure here.
The jerk is another whole deal in itself. So it was really more just about.
That's my point.
The thing I don't like, some of the lifts now, which I don't like sometimes. If you guys have what you were talking about the Olympic lifting, Roger, the guy, the Russian, sometimes in Olympic lift, you only have to pull it about, if you're good at a technique, about 2 feet off the ground, and you squat down to the ground.
Right.
And so, but I'm a big believer. No, pull that thing up. I used to, pull it through your neck, yeah. Roger, pull it through your neck. And so you're pulling it a lot higher, more explosive.
Right.
And so that's the only thing over the years I've seen that. But listen, it's all about football lifts and that kind of deal. And
powerlifting is starting to pick up just a little bit in Arkansas, where other states have it, and they do the bench press, the deadlift, and the squat. I like what you're talking about because this is more football oriented.
We
really believe in power clean at Benton. We feel like our kids are pretty good at it. We teach a lot of fundamentals and technique, and we're not the best at it, but we try to be. We start teaching them in the seventh grade, you know, with a piece of PVC pipe and a bar, like that, you know, and the fundamentals of it. We got a lot of schools that are doing that, but we want to try to grow this and get it back bigger than what it was.
Very nice, coach. Just for kids
to get them better, you know.
Well, the other thing too, if you're going to play college football, this is one of my complaints too about. I used 34 years ago when I started. I was going around. We didn't have a lot of. Now Benton had a good, you know, Dwight Fight had a good football weightlifting program, but I'd walk around going, there are no really out. Not no. There are a lot of schools that didn't have it.
That's right.
And so if you're going to get a scholarship to play at Arkansas Tech or UCA or Fayetteville, you're going to walk on campus and you're going to be behind Georgia and Alabama.
Yes.
And to me, you know, thank God I had guys coaches that believed in it, because Roger, I'll give you a hint. I wasn't the best on the bench press. I could almost power. Clean as much as I could bench press. Let's say we had 100 players on our team. Where was old number 53 ranked in power clean? Total weight, just where did I rank in being as strong as anybody else on the team in power clean, including offensive lineman, defensive lineman? Where did I rank?
One.
I did not rank number one, but
thank
you for the confidence. I was third. I was three.
I was going to say
third on the team.
No, why don't you want
That's
you
pretty impressive
to...
there.
For a 220-pound guy, but I took part of it. That's a great football lift. It's explosive,
We had a kid last year, David, that he's at SAU right now playing. His name's Bronson Coolis. Played tight end H-back for us, and that's what he signed to go to SAU with. He's a freshman down there. They did their end of the year testing this year. He just benched 425 and cleaned 335.
Wow!
Last year in the state weight meet,
that record.
Yeah, he was the 259 champion. We lifted him up because he only weighed 240, but it made our team better.
Yeah,
and he benched 385 and cleaned 335 last year in the state weight meet, which is impressive
Is the power clean where the bar is on the floor in front of you?
Yep.
And you pick it up and bring it to your neck?
Chest.
Yep. And drop it?
Yep. That's it. Yeah, it's a great football lift.
Clearly, I'm no.
I want you and Justin. We're gonna do power cleans this week.
Okay,
let's get together. We're going to Poland. We're gonna do power cleans.
No,
Justin, we would love for you to be the special guest lifter on Saturday morning. I can put you in the 132 division, lift you up just a little bit there, but we could get you out there and we'll get you hooked up, man.
I tell you what I could do, Coach. Could you just put the bar out there?
we could do that. We got some training.
And maybe I could just kind of help teach the technique. Maybe.
There you go.
Coach, I ain't worked out in 20 whatever years it's been since I've been in high school playing sports. I had to do it so much doing that. I ain't done it since.
Well, Roger, listen, look at this guy right here, Coach. I mean, when he first started, he'd never been in a weight room, and now he's every day, he's all bowed up. What's your PR? You do bench press at all, Roger? Have you done that?
No. Okay. No, I haven't done it.
Yeah, you do. You just do curls
like
for the girls?
Give me back, huh?
Curls for the girls?
mostly flies.
It's not the most important thing, being strong, but it certainly makes a big difference as a football player. I remember when we got beat by Alabama, by Lou Holtz, he said, hey, we got to get back in the weight room, get bigger and stronger.
Right.
If you're not the tallest, if you're not the biggest, you can equalize that by your speed and strength, and that was always my theory.
For sure.
Yeah, I would argue... Baz, that it's probably most important in football, but it's important in any sport.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look at the baseball team.
One big thing I preach to our guys is I think it just builds toughness. You know, and we talk about our weight room. We talk about building kids bent and tough. You know, and
even mentally.
Exactly. Mental toughness, pushing through, you know, when you got a sticking point on a bench press or power clean or squat, whatever it is. The weight room can get boring and monotonous sometimes, and that mental toughness to push through to continue to get better every day in the weight room to build the best player that you can possibly be to be successful during football season. That becomes a grind. I mean, you know that, David. I mean, it's tough, you know, in these types of months. And this opportunity to play this Saturday in a weight meet, it's a time to compete against somebody else. So that's what we love about it. So, I really push that as much as I do the physical toughness, the mental toughness part of it.
My personal best in golf was attained in Florida over the weekend. I got better each of the 4 days.
You think it's because of weight room?
If anything, it's 100%. Because the only thing that I've done in my life since taking that rain cover off, putting it on and taking it off this year, was go to the gym three or four times a week. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It made me slow down and go through. Oh, I still shanked the shimp out of it, but...
every day you got better. Every day you got better.
I did, every day. And I do believe that had something to do with it, because in my head, for some reason, I was thinking, I don't have to try and grip it and rip it up. Let the club slow it down. And in my head, I thought, well, maybe working out. Anyway, I think so.
Yeah.
And if that's what makes me feel like it, then I'll just continue to do it. Now, again,
I think there's any sport, whether it be baseball.
Well, Tiger Woods got bigger. And so I started thinking, not that's why I did it, but I'm looking at, why did he do that? What was going on with him? But it didn't hurt him. Right. He used to say, basketball players don't go to the gym, don't do any, whatever that stuff was, but I don't believe that. But I enjoy it anyway.
I think you see it in all sports now. I mean, you see college baseball players now that
Arkansas
impressive.
They got a great athlete program.
Basketball kids. Yeah. And it's just going to make you a better overall athlete the more you get in the weight room. And, you know, that used to be taboo years ago, like you talked about baseball guys didn't lift and basketball. But now you see a lot of coaches that are buying into that.
So if there's a coach out there listening or a parent that wants to ask their coach, hey, are you getting in this? Can school still get in, or have you cut it off? Okay.
No, they can register a team all the way up until Friday. I've sent a online registration out to every school in the state, head coaches around the state, or a coach that I know is in charge of their weight room. If you don't have enough kids to put a team in, we take individuals.
Great. Awesome.
And you can register individually and compete on your own, you know, and represent your school, but you don't have to have a team, because we do give out team awards and individual awards for each weight class. But they can register online. You know, they can get in touch with me or their coach, and they should have information for that.
This is this Saturday. What time can the general public come, and how much?
It is, we start at 9 o'clock, and it's in the football stadium. We've moved it outside. That's something Lake Hamilton did 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and it's a really neat environment.
Yeah.
We set the platforms right up on the edge of the track, have some canopies behind it with all the tables, have the lifters come from the field onto the track, and that way people can sit in the stands and watch.
Yeah, that's a fun thing.
Weigh-in start at 7:30 at Benton for the athletes. We'll have the home side open for the fans. They can come in. We'll open gates at 8 o'clock. We'll start lifting at 9 o'clock. It's typically over with by about noon, and then we present awards on the field and everything to each individual winner for each class, and then the state championship trophies to each classification.
That
sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's got about 30% of the schools that participate. Is that about 30?
We've got about 30 teams registered right now.
Out of 100?
Yeah.
Out of 100.
You know, like I said, I want to continue to grow. We see more people doing it in 2A, 3A, 4A football than we do the 5A, 6A for some reason. And that's something, there's so many kids playing different sports in those. But, you know, I'm trying to grow it, and it's back in Central Arkansas, so we can hopefully get that number up more.
Well, that's awesome. I was glad to know, cool to know that he had started this thing 34 years ago. When's the last time you were at that stadium, Bass?
I think I went to somewhere a game in the last 10 years. It seemed like I stopped by. No? Yeah.
No.
Most recently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did the commercial.
Cam Little.
Yeah, that's what it was. We did the commercial.
It's a great stadium.
Yeah, your facilities are unreal. Well, Coach, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for taking up the flag and carrying it, and certainly paying off your program.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
You guys have always had the reputation of being strong and fast.
Why don't we do a commercial for our show over at his place with him in it? since he's doing what he's doing, why don't we do that one of these days?
We should.
And for our social media, I mean, listen, you could show me. Because when we first started out, I couldn't lift the bar.
Right.
Even that, I told him, I'm losing it.
He's come a long way.
Right.
Well, but anyway, when you got this guy, I mean, how can you not improve in anything you do? But anyway, I'm just saying,
you're carrying on a tradition now. 34 years. That's awesome, Brad.
That's awesome.
Well, congrats to him being the all-time winningest coach.
Thank you very much, David.
Of course, Justin's wife has SoCo.
Yeah.
Has a store right around the corner here. Yeah. So she's part of the community.
There you go.
Yeah.
We need to get Justin in. Justin is still open, man. If you want to show up Saturday morning, we'll wait in.
I want to see Justin do a power claim.
There, man. Love to have you there.
Coach, I could maybe, I don't know if I could run a slant, but I could maybe throw a slant pass or something.
Hey.
But as far as lifting, I don't know.
We can get the ball out, too, if you want to do that. I'd even just let you do the bench press to the power clean a little bit easier.
I want to see Roger and Justin training together. Yes, Roger.
Oh, I'd love to do it. What is the weightlifting event called, and where do you register online?
It's the Arkansas High School Coaches Association State Weight Meet. It's not certified by the AAA or anything.
Right.
But if they've got a number, they can call me at 479-841-4703 or email bharris@bentonschools.org to get all the information if they do not have it.
bharris@bentonschools.org. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All right, Brad. Yeah, listen, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Coach. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks
a lot,
guys.
We'll take a break. Come back. 851 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. When someone else instead of me
always seems to know the way. Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. Listen to this. We're making deals on everything right now. Ram trucks save up to $12,000 off, plus 72 months at 2.9% financing, and we'll give you the 90 days with no payments. Here's the big one. The all-new Jeep Cherokee, 39 miles per gallon. Need a van? Save up to $6,000 off. Loaded vans starting at just $36,975. Want a Wrangler? Lease one for $459 a month. Want a Gladiator? Same deal, $459 a month. Let me tell you, we're making deals every day like it's the last day of the month. Don't worry about your credit. Go to FletcherCredit.com and get pre-approved in minutes. At Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. Shop us before you buy anywhere else. Come visit us on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Want to start testosterone therapy? Don't settle for one-size-fits-all doses from your doctor or pay hundreds out-of-pocket at a TRT franchise. At Low T Center, you can get insurance-covered TRT customized to your body for maximum effectiveness and safety. Low T Center has served over 500,000 patients since 2009 and continue to lead the industry in TRT today. This month, enjoy a free men's T-test and discounted peptides while supplies last. Head to LowTCenter.com and sign up for a free T-test today. That's LowTCenter.com.
Roger's got for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and service in Conway.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
The 22nd annual Double B's Barbecue is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas, competing for the coveted Barbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Barbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oakland Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at buzzbq.com.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
I had no idea low testosterone was a thing, and I damn sure didn't know about how bad it could be.
Come on, Dirty Red.
Oh, my gosh. I'm at Clint Sturmer.
What's his dog's name? Is it K-Girl?
K-Girl.
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 Butt ass wide open.
Oh, Joe.
Whoa, Joe. Whoa. Sing it, Justin.
I don't know it.
Here we go. Do we have Tommy singing this? Seems like Tommy loved this song. He would play it all the time.
He loves a lot of
songs. But what's that one?
Don't,
he sing,
don't,
he
sing, don't do that to Tommy.
we sing Never Neverland. What was the deal, Roger?
Up to Never Neverland.
Yeah, he sure did do that.
Let's see, what all did he do?
Somebody says that Nolan Ryan.
That's Metallica.
Can you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Hey, Talladega.
Talladega.
Up to Never Neverland.
There he is right there. That's what is this one?
Well, lined up.
What?
He's eating. Listen to this.
Well, lined up.
That's it. That's it. So good.
Hey, so I knew where that was. That was was it Darnell?
Is that right?
I think it was a Darnell, and okay. He stuck so much food
at Daly's here.
I think it was at a.
So good.
It was another place in Darnell. Oh my God.
Very good. Very very
very good. Yeah. What is this?
Obama.
Oh stop. We got Joe Nichols coming up next. So don't go away. Roger, I don't know about you. I'm pumped. I'm ready to lift some weights.
I am too, dude.
I'm ready to lift some weights.
I am too.
You've been doing great. I think we all need to train together.
I don't know why we do. You won't let me do it.
Let's hit the weight room.
We'll
let's do it.
Come on. I need a little.
We want to be the strongest show in America.
And you know who we get to help us with the video?
Who?
HB.
HB's the,
We
got the best singers singing a show in America.
I think so. All together. I mean, you think it's what it is.
The best muscles.
Well, I think we could do it.
Yeah. Give me another rep. Come on, Roger. I'm losing it. All right. 9 o'clock. Go away.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind